of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, April the 26th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we're also into our chat room there. Linda is getting ready for her show tonight, On the Spot with Linda Bott. So who's here with me today? Trish Clark.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, North State.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderfully well. Nice little rain. Get out there and bush in all that fertilizer I've been putting in my yard, and we've had that great little break with the sunshine. And
yeah.
What's not to love about the North State?
Yeah, I tell you what, speaking of fertilizer, it's political season, too.
There so, you go.
Hey, Bad Bob's not here with us. He's out floating in the water, I think because he wants to. I'm not sure Brenda just didn't drop him off, but we've got Just Bob.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Bob.
How are you today, Just Bob?
Just Bob.
Just been enjoying the rain, like Trish said. Looking forward to the warmer weekend, though. We've got 80-degree temperatures for Saturday and Sunday.
Are you doing the weather right now?
I might as well go ahead and
okay,
do the weather.
Okay, why don't you try that?
Okay. Before Saturday and Sunday, however, we have a high near 62 degrees today. As the rain moves out, partly cloudy with a low around 41 tonight, and mostly sunny with a high near 71 tomorrow. Look for overnight lows in the 50s, and again, highs in the 80s through the weekend. And the weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Let's talk about Anselmo Vineyards for a second there, my friends. They have great food, great music, lunch, dinners, ambiance, and guess what we learned yesterday? There, you know that they have an events tent up there that holds like 200 people,
mm-hmm.
And it's got also in there is a serving lines and all. That's where they hold the big
beautiful
events.
Kitchen.
They're going to take that down in September, and they're putting up a glass and wrought iron event center.
Oh my.
Permits are being pulled as we speak. I think that's important for everybody.
I think that's now, important for everyone. But I understand that yeah. Process has gone on before for everything that's built up there.
Well, yes. And that is true. Permits have been put on. Now, let's talk about this for a second. You know, you get all these anonymous little worms that get into the Reading.com. And, you know, frankly, I'm sorry if I offended you people that attack people anonymously without your name being known. But you are. A cowardly worm.
You should be able to.
I don't care if you
put
have your own business.
It.
That's right. You know, I don't care if you have your own business. If that's what you believe, you know, believe in it. Believe in it and say that. I mean, but frankly, okay, I don't really read them. But let's go in further than that. Here's a guy that is in the battle, you know, with the county, as we know, and has gained a lot of support. Well, other people are going, oh, he just wants something for nothing. You know, gosh.
Rich
you know,
guy doesn't want to play
guy.
By the rules.
You know, here's the, you know, and I'm, you know what? Yeah, R.C. Anselmo's my friend, all right? He is. Former Marine, been in combat. For the people that think he's never been in combat, you are so wrong. You are so wrong. He was in the middle of Beirut, you know, and you go, oh, as we said, no, we have, I mean, you know, I don't, he doesn't need to do this, but I've talked to people that have been with him, that have been in combat, in the middle of a horrendous time, under fire for days at a time. So, I mean, to say that he was never in combat, oh, because he had something to do with combat photography. Excuse me, combat photography. Let's say it again. Combat photography, you idiots. And I don't know why I'm getting off on this, except it's early. But here's the thing is what I'm getting at. He's building that. You know, and people say, oh, he'll just leave. No. And someone's here to stay. And he's building this because it's going to make an event center that people want to come to. The Michelin people who rate the finest food in the world have come through there and spent 2 days. They liked it.
Yeah.
And so here's, I mean, he spent $20 million plus in this county in 5 years. He's still investing. Even though he's going into the battle with the county.
And that's exactly the point. I just have to jump in here because he is not about setting up a little tasting room and sitting up there and running it. He's a dreamer. He wants to build wonderful things in Shasta County. And if the county would cooperate with him, I'm not saying roll over.
No.
I'm saying cooperate.
He takes the permits. He does that. He pays what he needs.
Exactly. He has hired people to help him through the process,
thousands
to go
dollars.
Down and deal with the bureaucrats in the county. And if this is what you want, fine. I will supply that. But he wants to work in a timely manner. He wants to move forward. He wants to build beautiful, wonderful event centers up there and a destination point for all kinds of things. Gosh, just need to get behind him and make all this happen.
Let's make this thing work because guess what else he's got? He's got connections that would build other things here.
That's exactly right. And I could, we could go on and I could talk to you about many things that we've discussed for that property up there that would be nothing but an accentuation of the beauty of that area and bring people and dollars into Shasta County and jobs. And so, it's wonderful. And this new event center, it's already got the accoutrements of what the base is. And they've done weddings and they're going to continue to do weddings there, but not in the church.
But not in the church, and that's the other thing. But okay, we've completed all the subject. We need to listen to Josh Wiley, and after Josh, we have Senator Sam Onestad is on the phone, and we're going to be talking to him right after we talk to Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor, and take a quick break. So, Josh, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, well, good morning, Carl. Early economic data came in weaker than expected this morning. Corporate earnings will also be a factor in today's session after profit tallies came in with mixed results. Currently, the Dow's up 57 points at 13,148, while the NASDAQ is up 10 at 3,039, and the S&P 500 is up 2 at 1,392. Oil's up 4 cents this morning at $104.16 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.11%. Gold's up $10.80 at $1,653, while silver's up 42 cents at $30.85 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Ford's up 3 pennies at $11.76, Caterpillar's up 15 cents at $103.60, while Walmart is up 68 cents at $58.07. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hi, this is Carl Lindabot, and Linda's on assignment today. Not really. She's getting ready for her show tonight. But we have Trish Clark here, and right after you take this break, Senator Sam Onestad. So hang on, and we'll be right back.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending. And we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onestad. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestad for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonestad.com.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Appliances are what we do at Carmona's Appliance Center, and we do it better than anyone else, including those big box stores. At Carmona's, you'll find a complete selection of Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, in stock, ready for delivery, along with our complete parts and service department. We promise to meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. And now through May 31st, you get 24 months financing, same as cash, with a minimum $6.99 purchase. All at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, it's Thursday, is getting ready to be on the spot. So Trish Clark is here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
And we've already started up, got ourselves fired up already.
Exactly, and now we're going to jump on to another subject. But, boy, it got our blood flowing this morning.
Yeah, it did. You know, I tell you what, this is the political season, and you know what? I love it because, you know, I get to talk to people that, you know, and hear their opinions, not just the politicians, the people running, but the people that come through and have all these questions. And today we welcome Senator Sam Onestad. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine. It's not raining down here in Grass Valley, and it's a beautiful day.
How's the campaign going? Is it every time I see everybody, they look just a little more tired.
Well, you know, there's quite a few miles. Yesterday morning I was in Redding. At noon I was in Chico. Last night we were all here for a debate with the Tea Party in Nevada County, and so I'm imagining a lot of the folks who are running from Redding didn't get home till midnight, so putting a lot of hours and a lot of miles on the car.
You know, I think the thing, Senator Ann said, good morning, this is Trish Clark. Nice to talk with you this morning. I think one of the things we forget in California is how big our districts are as compared to some of the other states.
Very big. In fact, the size of Vermont and New Hampshire put together in this district. But, you know, it's beautiful. So it's just like taking a trip through, vacation time every time you go somewhere in the district. Great people and beautiful scenery. What more can you ask for?
A lot of diversity.
Absolutely. I'm just having a ball with this. We promised ourselves that in January when we decided to run that we were going to have fun doing this, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Okay. Well, I'm glad because
we're going to see if we can change that this morning.
No, no. You've got, you know, Senator Romney. Looks like Romney's going to get the nomination. What do you think?
I believe that, you know, he's going to probably get the nomination, and if that's the way that it all goes, and we'll have somebody who's been pretty well vetted over the last 2 years to run against Obama, and of course that's job number one, is to make sure that this president is a one-term president, and number one is to make sure that we get a new president, whomever that may be, this fall.
What's your, if you win, what's your first priority when you go back to D.C.?
Well, you know, it's way off in the future because, with this open primary, we don't know who the two candidates are who are going to advance to the fall.
I understand that, but I ask everybody this. If you make it through, if you win the race, what's your first priority?
Well, my first and foremost priority and the reason for running is twofold. Basically, I want to do what I can to join with the conservatives in the caucus to draw down the national debt and stimulate the economy for the North State by getting rid of all of those environmental and governmental rules and regulations that have made us the 48th state as far as a good place to do business. We can do better. And the North State needs to get the resource industry back in play, and I think that's what would be my number one goal for every day that I'm there, not just the first day.
Okay. All right. Good start. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Our guest is Senator Sam Onestad. If you have questions for the senator, give us a call at 530-605-4567. And I will have the chat room up by the time I get back in here. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Redding for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, May 5th from 9 to 6, gather your friends up and come experience a day of fun and shopping. Visit each of the 9 stores and be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a gift basket valued at over $250. There is a party at every store, so come and join the fun. Everyone, let's support local businesses. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gift, That Kitchen Place, Solia's Dance and Fitness Wear, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Find us on the web at www.shophopreading.com for a list of stores and their locations. Come have fun. Shop local at this year's Shop Hop. This is one shopping event you don't want to miss. Shop Hop.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Luella Abbott from Redding has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. April the 26th, it is 7:24 in the morning. Our guest, Sam Onestad, Carl Bott, and Trish Clark here. Senator, I think, you know, when we get into this, you said, doing away with some of the, not doing away, but at least bringing environmental regulations under control for the North State. You made a statement in one of the debates that no tax increases, and you were very emphatic about that. You want to maybe expand on that a little bit?
Well, sure. You know, there is so much waste and fraud in government. We read about it every day. And then cover up investigations. There is no reason to ask the people of the United States to dig deeper into their pocketbooks until or unless we're sure that there's no more waste and fraud, and that will be a lifetime in coming, I think. I made a vow to the voters 12 years ago or 14 years ago when I first ran for the assembly that I would never vote to raise taxes because of that waste and fraud. I have seen no reason since in my 12 years in the legislature to raise taxes. I've seen no reason because there is that waste and fraud, and that's what we should be attacking is the crazy spending that's going on and the waste and the fraud. And if we did that, we could even lower taxes, which would stimulate the economy.
The one of the things that when cutting, when you say cutting things, cutting the waste and the fraud, what kind of cuts do you see happening? I mean, frankly, there's so much, you know, government has gotten so big that it seems to me we could save probably $1 trillion a year somehow in there.
Well, there is. In fact, you're right on the money as far as the number goes. You know, we're $15.6 trillion in debt. And just last summer, the Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, voted to raise the debt ceiling another $2 trillion. Just last week, they took $1 trillion of that and divvied it up to see how they were going to spend it. Thankfully, there were some people like Tom McClintock, Congressman Tom McClintock, who is the manager, the co-manager, I'm sorry, of my campaign, trying to find the right word. Thomas is very much behind my effort to go back and join the conservatives to stop that kind of crazy spending. That would be one of my goals, is to go back and join what's called the Republican Study Club, put pressure on Republican leadership to keep them to the right and stop this crazy spending that is going to put our kids and our grandkids in debt.
Senator Anastasia, to kind of follow along that line, part of us back here think that sometimes we watch around the country, we see people with your thought process elected, and then when they get back there, they seem to, for lack of a better term, drink the Kool-Aid and don't seem to follow through on their promises. And my concern is that there is that mainstream Republican bureaucracy that gets the young guys or the new guys or the newbies back into the Congress and the Senate and explains to them how it really works. How are you going to make your own decisions, or are you going to let them tell you how it works?
Well, when I was back there in February, I was asked by Republican leadership, are you going to be a team player? Because my main opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has already indicated that he will. And I told him, you know, as long as you keep your eyes on the Constitution of the United States, I'll be a team player. But as soon as you start asking me to vote to increase the national debt ceiling, if you vote for corporate bailouts and farm subsidies or subsidizing any business, vote for Obamacare, vote for the Patriot Act, then that's unconstitutional and I'm not going to be a team player. That's why I'm probably not going to be supported by Republican leadership in this election. And then I would ask you to look at the 12 years that I spent representing the people of the North State. Did I keep my promises? Yes, I did. And was I a team player? Only to the fact that I'm a team player with the people in the district who elected me, not the ones in Washington or Sacramento who think they know better.
Yeah, I have to say that I have been told by legislators sometimes that there's so many bills and so many pieces of legislation that come before them that they really don't have an opportunity to read all that stuff and understand it. So they just kind of vote how the budget people or somebody else tells them to vote on these different bills for their party.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's probably more true on the state level where thousands of bills are introduced every year. I think one year we had 4,000 bills introduced and something like 900 or something like that got to the governor's desk. I mean, that's ludicrous. In Congress, it's much different. It's very tough to introduce a bill and get the support to get it going. And so there are actually fewer votes, fewer bills to vote on. And, you know, with your competent staff, there should be no reason why like Nancy Pelosi said with Obamacare, you know, we have to pass
yeah.
things to know what's in it. Well, that is absolutely a miscarriage of justice.
Well, you know, I just love it when she says it. It's such a great soundbite to you, Sam. Hey, we got to take a break here for the news. We'll be right back after the news. Our guest, Senator Sam Onestad, running for Congress, 1st District, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is getting a boost following better-than-expected news on the U.S. housing market. Pending home sales were up nearly 13% in March, hitting a nearly two-year high. The news is overshadowing a lower-than-expected report on the labor market. And around 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 50 points. Jobless claims remain stuck near a three-month high last week, another sign of possible slowing economic growth. 388,000 Americans filed for first-time jobless benefits. That marks the third straight week that claims have topped 385,000. Claims haven't remained that consistently high since November. H&R Block shares are tumbling after the tax preparer said it will cut jobs and close stores in effort to reorganize its business. Moving forward, H&R Block also issued a weaker-than-expected outlook for its fiscal 2012 results. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Opportunity Louisiana. More and more companies like CenturyLink, Nucor, and Gameloft are finding success with Louisiana's custom fit solutions. Here's Gameloft's David Haig.
Louisiana customized their approach in recruiting us to meet our very specific needs. Selecting Louisiana as our site for expansion allowed us to open 3 to 4 months sooner than we anticipated.
What can Louisiana do for your business? Find out at opportunitylouisiana.com.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
There was such a big success last month giving one local veteran a $300 tattoo, Nathan's Anthems has decided to open it up to all our listeners. You could win a free tattoo worth $300. Stop in and sign up today. Nathan's Anthems is always revolutionizing the tattoo and piercing industry by continuously raising standards. Nathan's is now offering permanent cosmetics. Call or visit to consult. All tattoos are personal, and we know that. That's why our team of professional artists is here for you. If you can think it, we can ink it. Come visit. Check out the galleries of work done by both artists and piercers. Meet the crew and take a tour. Open every day, located on the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's has the largest display of body jewelry north of the Bay Area. Come in and see for yourself how we do things. Nathan's Anthems has professional body piercers and tattoo artists. That means you will receive the utmost level of care when getting your next body modification. The $300 free tattoo offer is now till the end of the month. Nathan's Anthems, where you can feel comfortable and customer service is paramount. Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Linda's doing On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. So Trish Clark is here.
Good morning.
And this portion of the show is named by brought to you by North Valley Bank. Business of the Year in 2011. It was more than just loans and great service in the bank. They go out in the community. Just numerous and countless employee volunteers participate in very many of the community events. It's local banks doing great work for our communities. Keep your business with a local bank. And by the way, Bank of America is going to, they're feeling the wrath of KCNR. We're going to probably lead the attack that will shut them down. They're shutting down, they are doing away with businesses that, not all of them, but in certain cases that do have guns. That, you know, their business is weapons.
Oh.
And so we're going to talk about that later. I was going to talk about it today, but we've got a full day here. Senator Sam Onestad is our guest. Good morning. Welcome back, Senator.
Good to be here.
I think we have a caller on the line.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's John Dixon.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
John, you got a question for the senator? Hello. John, you got a question for the senator?
Yes, I do. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning, John. Go ahead.
Hi. Sam, if you don't mind. I know you, so I don't have a problem calling you that. I have a problem with your ad accusing Doug LaMalfa of taking unfair advantage of farm subsidies. I think that you're really misleading people on this. The reason those farm subsidies are in place is because of preferred status that we give to agricultural importers and exporters so that the executive branch can actually negotiate with them in favorable ways. Once those farm subsidies are in place to protect that advantage that we give to those countries, it no longer is really even optional for the farmers not to accept them. And I think it's unfair to continue to point to this misleading thing about these farm subsidies. You have enough solid things on your side to support your positions without attacking this thing because it's false.
Senator?
Do you want me to respond?
Yeah, that,
sure.
That was a question. I'm not sure if that was a statement or a question.
No, the question is, why are you persisting in endorsing that type of campaign when there's other ways you could go? This is not the right way to do it.
This is actually the right way to do it. And the reason that I'm running is to let people know, especially people who are being preferred by the government to receive free taxpayer money, that things have to change. We can no longer afford to subsidize and pick and choose who's going to be successful or not. How did you feel about bailing out Detroit or AIG or bailing out the solar energy company that Obama gave money to? It was absolutely wrong. And I see
farm
absolutely
subsidies
no,
are not the same
no
thing,
difference
Sam.
In picking and choosing certain farmers to receive subsidies, free taxpayer money, since the Depression, and then on the other hand say, hey, we can't afford welfare for that poor mother in Oakland who's trying to feed her kid on food stamps. No difference whatsoever.
There is a difference.
My kids and my grandkids are left stuck paying the bill because 40 cents out of every dollar is borrowed money in the federal budget. 40 cents out of every dollar we have to borrow. So we're having to borrow money to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farming operation.
Whoa. That's what I'm complaining about. It's not
back.
About Doug LaMalfa.
That's essentially unfair.
All farmers
wait.
Have that option.
John, stop.
Yes, I know, Carl. I'll shut up.
Well, no, let the senator finish. And then you can have, you know, you can have a comment, and then we'll go back to something else.
I understand.
Okay.
The bottom line, John, is we need to reassess our thinking after generations of subsidizing businesses. That is not the function. That is not the role. I don't see anywhere in the United States Constitution where it says the federal government should be picking and choosing winners.
Okay. John, you get the last comment here.
My simple last comment is Doug Malfa did not establish these rules concerning subsidies, farming subsidies, I'm sorry, they were established by both the executive and the legislative branch of the government in an effort to work with diplomacy of preferred nation status for other countries. If you want to attack that, that's fine, but it's not a Doug LaMalfa issue.
Of course it is. Yeah, of
no,
course
it
is. It is a Doug LaMalfa issue. He's the one who's had his hand out and received almost $5
million
from him,
Sam,
and his family over the years. And he has the right to say yes or no to that.
If you're going to operate an agricultural industry, Sam, you cannot do it in the United States without farm subsidies at this time. If they want to make it across the board for every farmer not to receive these, then you can say he was taking them unfairly if he continued to. But that's not the status right now, and it is not even optional to quit it.
Well, that you and I absolutely disagree on that, and that's why
let the senator finish.
That's why my grandkids are saddled with a debt that is going to make it so that they will not be able to afford a home. And that's why taxes go up. That's why fees go up, and same old, same old. And if you want same old, same old, go ahead and vote for Doug.
Okay, John.
But if you want somebody to go back there to try to fix this mess and try to get people to start thinking in a different parameter, that is, thinking along the lines of the Constitution of the United States.
And that's a great place to stop, Senator. Senator.
Then you need to vote for Sam.
Okay, Senator, we need to get off of this subject and move to something else.
Because this is supposed to be
about you, not Doug LaMalfa.
Thanks for your comments.
Hey, John, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Sam, we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3, proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Join us in celebrating 19 years on the river at Wind River Casino, May 14th through May 20th. Monday through Sunday, bingo free play drawings. Wednesday and Friday, slot tournament bonus cash add-on. Saturday, play in the $1,000 cash add-on Monte Carlo tournament. And Sunday, pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed poker tournament. Plus hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more giveaways. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A great conversation here.
Yeah,
this
it is. And you know what? We love having the candidates on so we can ask questions, and people out there can ask questions. At 7:45 in the morning, this portion of the show is brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic. They've introduced TRICARE to the medical clinic, and that is a great thing because it's hard to find TRICARE out there. And TRICARE is for the retired military, retired medically, and also those spouses that the spouses of those deployed, like our National Guard unit, which is over in Afghanistan right now. They'll take care of all the paperwork at Hilltop Medical Clinic. Dr. Mark Pierce has done a great job at that. They're located at 1093 Hilltop Drive and at 2123 Eureka Way. That's Hilltop Medical Clinic. They're working with TRICARE. Plus, they're just a regular other great, you know, they do other insurance plans and all that stuff. Hey, our guest is Senator Sam Onestad. We only got him for a little while left. Senator, let's talk about veterans issues here for a second.
Sure.
The right now there's a million case backload in the VA, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. You know, are you familiar with the VA and how they work, and this the fact that they are a million cases backed up?
Well, I'm familiar that they don't have the resources that they need to give our veterans the standard of care that they should be getting. I'm not really familiar with the inner workings of the VA. When I was a surgery resident, I actually rotated out at Martinez to the VA there just to treat people in the clinic out there. But I understand where you're coming from. And it's because this administration and the previous administration really did not put the resources into keeping their promise to take care of these men and women after they've given us the service that they have, even at the cost of some of them not being able to function in society afterwards because of issues like that. We're not taking care of our veterans, and everybody knows that. I mean, it's a history of the VA, and so you know, I'll tell you, I had a nice conversation with Senator Maurice Johannesson, who's trying to build right across from the medical center another facility, and you know, you have one tireless person there in the Reading area who is working with the veterans or for the veterans, and trying to get something in the North State, and I applaud and would help Maurice any way I could do that.
Well, you know, it's Senator Johannesson, I have nothing but great things to say about him, but there's a lot of people involved up here fighting for veterans' rights. And the fact is that we have a veterans' home that's finished, and the state of California is not going to open it up because of their lack of priorities.
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
It is simply ludicrous, and it's Jerry Brown. It's Jerry Brown holding it in ransom. He's holding the two veterans' homes in Republican Senate and Assembly seats, while all the other veterans' homes in the Democrat-controlled seats are functioning. He's holding these ransom to see what he can get from the legislators before he approves the money to get them going.
Okay. Do we have somebody on the line now there?
We do have Henry back with us.
Hey, Henry, you have a question for Senator Onestad.
Yes, Sam, I want to compliment you on your stand on this farm subsidy bill along with other bills. I don't believe government should be in private business, but that being said, the question I wanted to ask was when and if you get back to Washington, can you or will you do anything about the czars that are being appointed and legislating through the czar process along with judges that are legislating laws that should be done by Congress? Could you give me an opinion on that?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of this is coming through what we call executive orders, where the President of the United States has been given by Congress certain powers to make an executive order.
Yeah, you'll have to speak up a bit.
Yeah, well, I'm speaking as...
We'll turn him up. That's okay.
Okay. And so Congress, I believe, has been derelict in allowing the President of the United States so much power through executive orders to appoint non-elected people into positions of such power that they're even more powerful sometimes than a senator or a congressman, which the people elect. And I think Congress needs to do something drastic as far as limiting the authority of the president to act unilaterally. And that's exactly what has happened here. And so we get a health czar. And there's nothing that is fair about that. There's nothing that's constitutional about that. But it is a fault of the Congress for allowing it to happen. And I know that there are some people working on that issue as we speak.
Okay. Hey, Henry, thanks for that question. Hey, Senator, we're going to have to turn you loose here, but we want you to have a last statement. And tell us, you know, give it your best shot here on what, you know, where you think we should be going.
Well, we've been going to the left for many decades. We've gotten away from the United States Constitution. We have a document, a gold standard, that gives us the enumerated powers of the Constitution. We can do this in the federal government. We can do that. 3, 4, 5. It numbers them. And if it's not there, it is not a function of the United States government. And it's a states' rights issue. We have gotten so far away from that now the federal government has become the mothership, and that comes along with all of the problems of the bureaucracy that have put our kids and our grandkids in debt. And there are people, as you've heard on the line, who want to continue same old, and all we're going to do is get deeper and deeper in debt and end up like Greece. And I fear for the grandkids that we all have in this country. Will they be able to afford a home? What will the interest rates be? Will they be spending most of their time trying to pay off the government's debt, or will they be able to express themselves as free individuals in an economic society that works for them, not the government? That's what I'm all about and why I'm running. It's for our grandkids. And I'll tell you this, if you want something else, if you want something that's same old, business as usual, then vote for somebody else. But if you want somebody who's going to go back there and fight for changing the rules and regulations so that we can get jobs in the North State and make this country veer to the right and keep its eyes on the Constitution and restore its greatness for our grandkids, then you need to vote for Sam Onestad, because nobody else in this campaign will do that.
Senator Sam Onestad running for Congressional District 1. And, of course, all the candidates are on our show. But we thank you so much for being on today, Senator.
Well, I appreciate it. As I said, we'll have fun, and I enjoy the debate.
Okay. All right. Thank
nice
you very much, Senator. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we've got at 8 o'clock we're going to we're going to do some ads here, and then we're going to come back with something else. But at 8:05 we have Jeff Hess from the Hawkins Company, who's going to be coming in and talking about the Churn Creek Shopping Center from the Hawkins Company side. And that should be an interesting also, as this last one was. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you.
And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, but Trish Clark is here.
And we're having a great time here this morning. And,
we are.
And moving on now to a new subject, and got some new guests in the studio.
That's right. Cameron Longtail and Mike Quinn. Mike, of course, from KIXE and also our sister station here, KLXR. I say sister. But you're here to talk about the mother and daughter tea, which is probably a good reason to be here then. Talk to us about that, Cameron.
We are. It's our annual mother-daughter tea held at the Senior Nutrition Center. It's on May 6th from 2 to 4. And the beauty of the event this year is we are creating tea at the plaza. So we're bringing sort of a New York City kind of feel to the North State for these little girls. And it's going to have food and entertainment, a beauty shop, photo booth, all kinds of entertainment for these little girls, and just sort of a storybook experience. And the theme came from Eloise, the storybook Eloise, Tea at the Plaza. So the Plaza Hotel in New York City is, they have a little girl's tea that's absolutely fabulous. It's pink and black and wonderful. And so we just wanted to bring that experience to these little girls and have them just enjoy a really, really good afternoon with their mothers, grandmothers, aunts. And it's an annual thing, which is great.
Super. Now, where's this going to be at?
It's at the Senior Nutrition Center. Senior Nutrition Center. And the address is 100 Mercy Oaks. And tickets you can purchase at KIXE. You can call or go on to KIXE.org. Or you can also purchase tickets at Enjoy the Store on Placer.
And this location is out. A lot of people just can't ever remind themselves. But it's out by Simpson College, by Shasta College.
Yes.
On the same road out in there. And it's some wonderful Mercy Oaks campus.
Yeah, that's
where
right.
Golden Umbrella and yes. Shasta Senior Nutrition
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's going to be fantastic. We're really, really excited this year. It's a new theme, a new day.
Mother-daughters.
Mother-daughters.
And KIXE. How did y'all get involved in this thing?
It's just been something that we've done annually. We just decided to step it up a little bit this year with a different type of theme. And so when we had this lady pop in one day, you know, with all these great ideas and all that, and, you know, we came up with the Plaza Tea. Everybody knows about Eloise. And so Eloise will be there, you know, not that we're breaking any stories or anything like that, but in case anybody was wondering, yes, Eloise will be wandering around there doing all kinds of little things, like a little girl who lives at the Plaza Hotel. You might consider her to get a little bit bored or something like that, so she creates things, and that's what's going to be. It's a very, very creative experience. It's going to be a lot of fun for, you know, and it's not just a mother, daughter, or grandmother, you know, can bring a granddaughter. There's all kinds of combinations
it's all ladies,
you can
as
make.
Long
that's
as
right.
Yeah,
all of our ladies and young ladies all in Shasta County.
All ladies, definitely.
Okay, so that's going to be Saturday?
Sunday. May 6th.
Oh, May 6th. You're right. I'm a week ahead.
Yep. Sunday, May 6th.
Sunday, May 6th.
2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Get your tickets at
Enjoy the Store or KIXC.org, our website, or you can pop in to the location and purchase your tickets there.
That sounds like a good time. So, okay, that's a week from Sunday. Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk about it again before then.
Well, we have to remember all of our mothers in the North State and all of the contributions they make. And what a better way than to have a special day and special fun tea for all the ladies in the North State. Great idea.
We're really excited. Very excited.
Okay, when we come back after the news break, we've got Jeff Hess here from Hawkins Company. He's going to be talking about the Churn Creek Shopping Center. A lot of consternation on this.
A lot of misconceptions about this project.
All sides will be heard. We, on Free Fire Radio, we want to get every side out on this and let the people make their decision in June. We'll be right back.
More Free Fire Radio here at KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama's been out raising millions and going across the country, but he won't formally start his campaign until next week, and this will be a big theme.
GM is alive and Osama bin Laden is dead.
Obama 2012 spokesman Ben LeBold, as Vice President Biden gets ready to attack Mitt Romney at a foreign policy speech in New York, saying Romney would return America to George W. Bush policies.
He's enlisted many of the same advisors that were the architects of the Iraq War. He suggested that we should go it alone.
Mitt Romney's campaign's response?
What we've seen with this administration is they've taken a naive view of the world constantly with all of their decisions.
Romney spokeswoman Andrea Saul, a new Fox News poll has Mitt Romney and President Obama tied 46-46%, though we are months away from the election. Florida's Highway Patrol made a mistake and a deadly one. A new report blames it for a chain reaction highway crash and smoky early morning fog in January. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more live.
That series of crashes killed 11 people, 5 in a single van returning from a church retreat.
I just had 5 in a row.
Okay, is anyone pinned?
We can't tell.
Okay, was anyone thrown from their vehicles?
We can't tell.
A new report blames a Florida Highway Patrol lieutenant for ordering the reopening of I-75, despite a mix of fog and smoke from a nearby wildfire, even after another sergeant expressed concerns about opening the stretch of North Florida Highway. While troopers did make errors, the report found no criminal violations, Dave.
Jared, unemployment lines did not shrink last week very much. First-time jobless claims fell 1,000 to 388,000, right near the 3-month high the week before. But mortgage rates have dipped again, right near record lows. The 30-year fixed loan at 3.88%. Freddie Mac puts the 15-year rate at just over 3%. And on Wall Street, we're seeing some gains. The Dow up 40 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
I am the new way to work. I'm the guy who's sitting outside the cafe sipping a latte getting work done while you wonder, what kind of guy gets to work in the sunshine instead of an office? This kind of guy. And just so you know, I do have an office. I just choose not to be chained to it. It's a Regis office in one of the coolest buildings with one of the most prestigious addresses in the city. And here's what makes my Regis office different from yours. I don't have a lease. That means I don't have to spend my cash on stuff like phones and IT guys and paper towels for the bathroom. Instead, I pay one low monthly rate that gives me what the cafe doesn't. Like a gorgeous lobby that makes my clients ooh and ah, and a friendly receptionist who can charm even the grumpiest visitor with her smile. But that's not why I go there. I go there to meet my fellow new way to workers. We talk, we solve problems, and then we laugh about all the poor suckers who go to offices out of necessity as opposed to choice. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Liberia's former president, Charles Taylor, convicted at the International Criminal Court of crimes against humanity, including terror, rape, and murder, for helping rebels in Sierra Leone's civil war in the early 90s.
The accused provided arms and ammunition, military personnel, operational support, moral support.
Taylor could get life in a British prison, the first former head of state convicted since the Nazi Nuremberg trials after World War II. The U.S. has issued a fresh security warning to Americans in Pakistan that employees should be restricted from restaurants and markets in Islamabad, the capital, for the next 2 weeks. It didn't say why, but this is right around the time the U.S. raid killed Osama bin Laden 1 year ago. Pakistan's prime minister found guilty.
Pakistani Prime Minister Yusuf Ghilani found guilty today of contempt of court for refusing
refusing to reopen corruption cases against the president, Asif Ali Zardari. He says the president, who's accused of using Swiss bank accounts to launder bribe money, has immunity as head of state. But after a couple of minutes' detention inside the courtroom, his symbolic sentence was over, leaving many Pakistanis angry. This man says it sends a message that the leader is above the law. The country's opposition now calling for Gilani to resign. In Jerusalem, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
Want to buy a bottle of water? Don't go to Concord, Massachusetts.
The town becomes the first in the nation to ban the sale of individual bottles of water, supporters citing environmental reasons.
When the water has been consumed, plastic bottles litter our land, creating an eyesore that we must clean up.
But opponents like Andrea Cohen call it a slap in the face of the American way.
We allow special interest groups or a local town government to dictate to us what we can and cannot eat and buy. I mean, that is a radical departure from living in a free market economy.
Stores that sell the bottles could be fined.
That's Angela Anderson in Boston, in New York. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 for our second hour. It's 8:05 in the morning, April the 26th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live and we have our chat room running at KCNR1460.com. Just go in there, say listen live, and you can join the chat room. Only thing in our chat room, as we all know, is that we're civil in there. Linda is getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Baugh tonight, but I've got my trusty Thursday sidekick, Tresh Clark.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning all you out there. We've had a really lively first hour and just had a lot of fun stuff going on and good information, and we're moving into the next hour and another great guest to get some more information about issues that are impacting the North State.
That's right, and we're going to, we're going to kind of change the lineup here a little bit. We're going to start with our Wells Fargo Minute here with Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Well, good morning. Early economic data came in weaker than expected. Corporate earnings will also be a factor in today's session after profit tallies came in with mixed results. Currently, the Dow's up 45 points at 13,136, while the NASDAQ is up 4 at 3,033, and the S&P 500 is up 1 at 1,391. Oil's up 73 cents this morning at $104.85 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.11%. Gold's up $16.20 this morning at $1,658, while silver's up 59 cents at $31.02 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart's up $1.59 at $58.95, McDonald's is up a nickel at $95.25, while Coca-Cola's up 3 dimes at $75.23. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. You know, we do our Wells Fargo Minute here Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they're located down at Park Meter Drive. Head on down there, and they're going to give you just the best information about the stock market and Wall Street that you can get around here. Hey, before we take our break and we bring on our guests, let's talk about, hey, you know, Big Bike Weekend is starting early. I mean, it still is in its regular time, but this Saturday – They're welcoming Kyle Petty over for his charity ride across America, and Redding Harley Davidson is hosting that. And that ride's going to start on April the 28th, and it's going to start at Redding Harley Davidson at 1268 Twin View, and ends at Redding Holiday Inn. This is going to be a big event. There's going to be just like lunches. There's going to be all types of great things. They're doing this because they want to raise money, you know, for this great charity that Petty's in. He's driving all the way across America, riding all the way across America, and he's starting right here in Redding. I think it's great. And Redding Harley Davidson, which, by the way, takes care of my bike and keeps it on the road and keeps it moving and keeps me upright, is the place to go to. We love
it
down there.
That's a lot of work.
Oh, it is, because, you know, I ride hard, and when they keep that bike to it, you know, I can actually ride it and not fall off it. And you're saying, can they do that? Okay, they can't guarantee that, but they can guarantee is that they're going to keep your bike running, and they've got some great deals down there. But the big thing is they're really involved in our community. Reading Harley-Davidson, I can't say enough about them. Head on down there and see them, especially this weekend. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Jeff Hess, Hawkins Company, is our guest, and we're going to be talking about probably one of the most contentious issues in the time frame around here in the last, what, 6-7 months. And that is the Churn Creek Shopping Center. So we're going to come right back. We're going to be discussing that. We're looking for your phone calls, looking for your chats. And we'll be back in just a minute.
A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less bite, a little more spark.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, May 5th from 9 to 6, gather your friends up and come experience a day of fun and shopping. Visit each of the 9 stores and be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a gift basket valued at over $250. There is a party at every store, so come and join the fun. Everyone, let's support local businesses. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gift, That Kitchen Place, Solia's Dance and Fitness Wear, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Find us on the web at www.shophopreading.com for a list of stores and their locations. Come have fun. Shop local at this year's Shop Hop. This is one shopping event you don't want to miss. Shop Hop.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott, Trish Clark is here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, the best coffee in the town, the finest walk-in humidor. They'll meet in, or beat any price on tobacco in Reading. And Joe and Shelley have done so much for our community, so much for this community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Hey, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen called us during the break. Jim, good morning. You got some good news?
Well, I think so. Good morning, Trish. Good morning, Carl. And
good morning, Jim.
Happy Friday to all. Yeah, a little bit. I've got two things. Death penalty and taxes. How about that for a combination?
Death and taxes.
Taxes. The onerous fire tax. Two developments yesterday of some positive significance. As vice chairman of the budget committee, I have standing on all the budget subcommittees. The subcommittee in the resources area met yesterday considering the appropriation for the department for the implementing the fire tax. And that item was left open, meaning it was not supported or voted for, meaning we can continue to work on it. That's pretty significant that the department did not get what it wanted. and there was bipartisan statements made, myself on the Republican side and other Democrats, voicing strong concerns about the fire tax. That's noteworthy and significant. And right before that hearing, in fact, I had to come from the Appropriations Committee on which I sit, we had just considered a bill to repeal the fire tax, a bill that I'm the joint author of with Assemblyman Jeffries. That bill was sent to suspense, but it means it's still alive. It's still at play. It was not defeated. And again, there was bipartisan discussion and support for that.
Great.
The Board of Equalization is requesting 56 new people to implement this tax.
Yeah, I know.
The good news is we're getting some bipartisan pushback strongly about the fire tax. When the bills hit in August, I think quite surely there will be, as I call it, a firestorm across the state. 56 of 58 counties have state responsibility areas, and Howard Jarvis is poised to file a lawsuit immediately.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for that update, Jim.
Then the other quick one, what an irony. The night before, Monday night, it was announced that a ban of the death penalty initiative has qualified for the ballot in November. That next morning was crime victims rally at the Capitol. All the victims march on the Capitol. I spoke at that. Jerry Brown was there present, as a matter of fact. He was pretty silent. He didn't say anything about the death penalty. And he didn't say anything about AB 109, and that was the number one issue at the victims rally. I'm going to ask the people to profoundly and strongly campaign against the ban of the death penalty. We'll talk about that maybe on another show.
We sure will. And we appreciate this update because I tell you, yesterday we had a discussion about AB 109 and how it's turning the counties in this great state of California into penal colonies, and that your main street is becoming the yard. So
yeah. Well, I had two sheriffs sitting next to me up there on the podium with the Crime Victims United, the Sacramento sheriff and San Joaquin County Sheriff, and I know Sheriff Pacinko is really grappling with this. So let's have some more talking about that on another show, too.
Well, absolutely. Thank you so much, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, for giving us an update on the fire tax and the death penalty initiative. Okay, our guest is Jeff Hess. He is the Chief Operating Officer of the Hawkins Companies. And good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you, Chris?
Good.
Trisha and I are here, and we try. What the purpose of community radio is to present all groups of people coming in here, so everybody can hear all sides of this thing and of any issue, whether it's the death penalty or the fire taxes or whatever. This has been so big now for gosh at least a year that I know of is the shopping center. And a lot of people talk about the shopping center going in there, but a lot of people don't really know who the Hawkins Company is.
That's correct.
Who is the Hawkins Company?
We're a family-owned business out of Idaho, and actually I was born and raised in Fort Bragg, Mendocino County, and worked in the timber industry and actually gravitated up to Idaho when mills closed over in Fort Bragg, and joined the company 20 years ago. When it had 12 employees, and
how many employees does it have now?
We're about 85. In the last 20 years, we've grown to 85, and it varies depending on
business. To 86 or 84. Huh?
So we're basically a small business.
We are a small business, family owned. Five of the sons work in the company. A couple of son-in-laws. One of the son-in-laws is Paul Stevens. And he's the one that's actually been working in Northern California. We have an office in Sacramento. And, we've grown from 12 employees, like I said, when I started to about 85. We're a company that uses our own money. We're not a Wall Street funded group. We use, no other people's money, if you will. And so how we do our business, is we'll come into a area because of tenants. Our name is a tenant-driven company, and so we have relationships with most all national and regional tenants around the country. We're in 23 states, from Alaska to South Carolina, and we go to those places because a tenant like Sportsman's Warehouse, which, by the way, we bought the old Gottschalk's building, and and brought them to town. They've been wanting to come to town for a significant amount of time, and that's how we ended up here, as a number of tenants told us we'd like to be in the North State. You know, growing up here, Reading is, you know, a jewel of the North in our eyes. I mean, we see the, even though a lot of people around here are concerned about unemployment, the business activity around here and retail activity is very strong, and particularly for new tenants that aren't in the area. We bring those into a community after doing a lot of due diligence.
How long were you working on this project before we found out about it? When I say we, I mean the general people out here.
Hawkins Companies, as I said, Paul Stevens has been working in Northern California for about 7 years in the Shasta County area for five. We actually were here way before the auto mall. You know, we've been looking for an area to bring our tenants. I guess 5 years.
Okay.
In the Reading area.
We're going to take a quick break and come back. And we start talking about a...
Measure A and Measure B.
Yeah. Measure all of that. And we want to talk, too, about, you know, economic impact, the environmental impact, the people mm-hmm. impact
sure.
that the shopping center is going to have. And here's something else, too, is... there's going to be a lot of questions already lining up here, by the way, as you can imagine, as it should be, because this is kind of a major impact one way or the other in this area. So we're going to take a quick break. Jeff Hess from Hawkins Company is our guest, and we'll be back after these messages. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Appliances are what we do at Carmona's Appliance Center, and we do it better than anyone else, including those big box stores. At Carmona's, you'll find a complete selection of Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, in stock, ready for delivery, along with our complete parts and service department. We promise to meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. And now through May 31st, you get 24 months financing, same as cash, with a minimum $6.99 purchase. All at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to CARS.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. CARS actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, but Trish Clark is here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Steve and the crew. Get your local, you know, it's your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealerships, and they serve Reading and all the surrounding areas. It's going to be the probably the second largest buy of your economic life here. So why not do it locally? Stay local, buy local. They've got a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. They take a great pride in what they do at Crown Motors Reading. Our guest is Jeff Hess from the Hawkins Company. We've got tons of questions coming in here. One of the questions, and of course, okay, you all put in Sportsman's Warehouse.
That's correct. We bought the empty Gottschalk's building, and you know, when there's an empty building, we look at it as an opportunity to fill that up. That's what we do. We make our money by bringing new tenants into areas and leasing them out for long-term leases. And again, Sportsman's Warehouse, we've been trying to get them up here for about 5 years, and so we saw that opportunity, and we bought that and filled up the parking lot, put 80 jobs to local people in there, and we had over 800 applicants, people that wanted jobs at Sportsman's Warehouse. And so, you know, it's one of those long-term investments that we make in communities. And we do go into mid-sized communities. We don't do things in New York or Chicago or L.A., you know, we're from a mid-sized town, and that's what we know. We know people that live in these areas.
Churn Creek is the area you selected.
Yes, sir.
Why that spot as opposed to existing buildings?
Well, first of all, we have a lot more tenant interest than one building, and there's only one building of the size and nature that we do, and that's there were two. One was Gottschalk's, and we filled it up because of the demand that we had, and the other one is the Circuit City, and that's 24,000 square feet or 25 in that area, and we have demand for right now. We have the demand for between 300,000 and 500,000 square feet of people who want to be in Reading.
300,000 to 500,000
In Shasta County. That's right.
Yeah,
well, they'll spend the people who do that will spend their money in Reading as well. We look at all of this as a community of the North State in Shasta County.
Okay, let's go to the phones here. John, good morning. You have a question? One question for Jeff Hess.
Yeah, good morning, Carl. How are you? Yes, I do. Jeff, since retail seems to be failing at a phenomenal rate in Reading, Mount Shasta Mall, the Shasta Outlets, Reading Downtown, why do you find this a desirable place to build, and what's the direction on this? I mean, it's obvious we have like a 50% empty rate down in Anderson Outlets, and Mount Shasta Mall isn't doing much better. Downtown is going belly up. What drives you folks to want to do this?
Well, respectfully, I would disagree with your premise of Shasta Mall is failing. I have seen the numbers in the marketplace with our taxation, and you can extrapolate through a lot of the trade books of what kind of square footage sales are being made in different shopping centers. And, you know, there's different natures of retailing. And we're not a mall. We're never going to be a mall. We don't develop malls because malls are very unique in that they have usually two to three department store anchors with boulevards, and they're enclosed. The boulevards have small shops on either side, and you walk in an enclosed area. An outlet mall is another animal that usually they're in outside areas long away from the major downtown, and the outlet center are usually branded stores as opposed to other sales. So
you're not going to be bringing in branded stores?
We would not bring in a Polo. We have nothing to do with Polo going out there. Is that their lease is up. It was a 20-year lease, and they're going to do something
else. Isn't
Circuit
City a branded store?
No. They sell a multitude of brands. When I mean branded, Polo store sells Polo goods only.
And, okay.
And so there's a very unique difference. We are a power center which has medium, large boxes with a combination. We're a hybrid center which will have entertainment, recreation type use, and we'll have some additional traveler services to pull people off of I-5. So I would beg to differ with you on the failing. And we have to have large spaces. We can't put any of our tenants in a 1,000-square-foot small neighborhood center.
Okay, thanks for your answer, Jeff. And I'm not allowed another question, but I'm going to ask anyway. Could you address the
location? That's because we have them people lined up, John.
Of the school to the shopping mall. And I'm off. Bye.
Okay, thanks, John. School to the shopping mall?
School to the shopping mall. Excellent question.
And we have 1 minute here. So,
okay.
And then we have other people with questions, too.
I'll run it up. Okay. First of all, we've studied all of the traffic issues around the school. Talked to a lot of people. There's no walkers from that school, as we know from the administration. We studied all the bus routes. The timing of our activities don't coincide with the bus routes. That's the one thing. We've done a noise study. We don't increase noise to that. We've done studies on any fuel emissions that may come out of a gas station if we happen to have one, and it would have to be placed farther away. The other thing is that I might add is that, you know, we're concerned about education in this country, and any time that we can fund education, I think that's a great thing. We will be providing somewhere above $450,000 to two school districts, Pacheco School and the Union School District. So we're going to be giving the Pacheco School $250,000 annually.
Okay, we've got to take a break. We're getting ready to break for the news. Great questions, John. We've got people lined up.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Campaigning for President Obama, Vice President Biden claims a vote for Mitt Romney is a vote to return to foreign policy that he says would
isolate America instead of isolating our enemies, waste hundreds of billions of dollars, and risk thousands of Americans' lives on a war that's unnecessary.
The Vice President speaking this morning in New York. Romney's campaign says the administration doesn't get it.
They've taken a naive view of the world constantly with all of their decisions. You know, President Obama thought it was a good idea to negotiate with North Korea, and what we see now is they're on the brink of a nuclear test.
Romney spokeswoman Andrea Saul. A man wearing an Afghan army uniform has killed a coalition soldier. NATO says the shooting happened in southern Afghanistan during an exchange of gunfire. Not much else in the way of details. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hi, I'm Carol Clifford, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage in my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
Cloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown. So the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $500 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Wind River Casino is the place to be for your Cinco de Mayo celebration. Saturday, May 5th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Enjoy a delicious Mexican dinner buffet and elements for only $7.77. Buffet includes chicken and beef fajitas, cheese enchiladas, build your own nachos and tostadas, plus all the condiments. Receive $5 free slot play, drink specials and party favors too. Grab a bite and check out the kickin' DJ and overtime sports bar and lounge. DJ starts at 9 p.m. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. Of course, Trish Clark is here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Man's last stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. And I promise you, and I don't care if this offends people or not, you're not going to see Oprah on the TV set in that barbershop, all right, or Dr. Phil, or a soap opera, okay? Anyway, all right, let's get going. Our guest is Jeff Hess from Hawkins Company. We're trying to answer every question. Is Food World coming or something like that? Somebody keeps asking this question.
We have been talking, extensively with different grocery type tenants. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll fit into a mix like we're planning down there. But no, we haven't talked directly with them.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Randy, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Hess.
Good morning.
Yes. First of all, I'd like to challenge some of your information as far as the impact. I noticed you talked about the ones that have been mitigated, but there are several that have not been mitigated. And at some point during your conversation, I'd like you to talk about the traffic mitigation and maybe the flood. But what I called about is, if you haven't noticed, Reading really is already a regional retail center and has been since my grandparents' day back in the 40s. Our shopping centers are currently at the intersections of I-5, 44, 299, and 273, effectively capturing our market, and it already has existing infrastructure. So I question, why would you want to ruin the very best of what our region has to offer, our identity, and the reason people even move here, just to make it really the worst of where people are coming from? So I think we all know it's not the location what the problem is these days, it's the market. Mobile internet, modern way is the way that we do sales, not brick and mortar. I'm not sure
what your question is.
So on to my question, if you think that the market is here, why don't you help our region, as you indicate that you want to do, by purchasing more vacant retail and creating jobs by revitalizing our buildings and infrastructure? I think you'd get a great deal of support in that effort.
Thank you, Randy.
Randy, I appreciate the question. Again, I think that there's some real misunderstanding of the empty space for retail in this community. There is only one big box store that is available for use. We filled up the other one because we had users for that. So when you look at a market like we do, we take a lot of time when you come into a market to look at the demographics, to look at who is in place, where the locations are, what kind of access, what kind of utilities. All those are very important, Randy. I think it's right on to think about those things. And when we looked at the market, it was critical to be certainly in the middle of that market, so that we could actually. There are tenants that want to have a second store in this market, and I don't think people realize that a number of these tenants would like to be able to capture farther south, down to the Tehama County line. And yes, it is a regional hub because Reading in this area is the hub of the North State. And there is the economic studies and our own demographic studies have indicated that there is a lot of demand here that is not being serviced. There's 25% of the spendable retail dollars that are actually going out of this market area to other places. They go to Oregon. They go to Red Bluff, or excuse me, to Roseville, to Chico. even to Sacramento to buy cars. And so we look at that as an opportunity for us, and our tenants do. I mean, I got to emphasize that our tenants are the ones that want to be here. We just don't come here willy-nilly and buy a piece of ground and speculate on it. And that intersection has been studied for 35 years that I know of history as the place for commercial development in the county. There's been a huge traffic study on all of the intersections or the interchanges from all the way up north to all the way to Tehama County line that studied all those interchanges. In 1991, the city of Redding indicated that the Knighton interchange was one of the most important interchanges for economic development in the Shasta County. With all of that information and looking at it and looking at the general plan, that's indicated that should be commercial since 1975 through 84's amendment through 91, that should be commercial. That's the center of the hub, and that's why.
Okay, Randy, thanks a lot for your question. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Ruth Angel is on the line, and we have a number of questions in the chat room, including soil mitigation and the traffic study. We need to get into that. I'd like to know what's going to happen to the traffic out there. I do not want to get stuck on I-5.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending, and we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onested. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onested for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonested.com.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Redding, it's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual 3-day Redding Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most app auto parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Redding Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and 3 nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at ReddingCivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at ReddingRodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
How important is your family? Crime's rising in the city and the county, and many of us have taken a number of steps to protect our loved ones. Home alarms, security lights, threat awareness glasses, and even buying a weapon. While all of these can assist in protecting our families, they can't if they're not used correctly. Ted Leidy, NRA instructor, and I are offering an advanced pistol class for those who carry defensive weapons. The course will address safety, presentation, real-life scenarios, and extensive hands-on shooting practice with the weapon that you'll be carrying. A weapon used for defensive purposes is no good if you do not know how to use it correctly and safely. That's what this course will offer. Call Bastiani Arms at 222-8222 and sign up for this May 5th and 6th class. Now, the class is limited to 10 people, so call now, 222-8222, and take that next step and protecting your family.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott. We got Trish Clark here today, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. Hey, they're having given away a free $300 tattoo this month. Just go down and sign up on the corner of Market and Tehama, 1358 Market Street. They're also offering permanent cosmetics. lips and the eyeliners and all that. You know, we know people have done that, don't we?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. Our guest is Jeff Hess from Hawkins Company. There's just, you know what, my friends in the chat room, there are so many questions that we're trying to roll through here. We got, Ruth, you've got the line. You have a question for Jeff, and we've only got like 12 minutes left.
Okay, good. I'll take all of it.
Thank you, Ruth.
good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
I just want to make a statement, number one. The folks that live in Shasta County support Churn Creek Bottom. We actually buy the fruit and the vegetables that they sell. So there's a lot of people.
I'll tell you, I stop every time I come in at the strawberry patch and take fresh strawberries home to my wife. So
well,
I understand
that. It is a culture, and it is a culture that I think the people in this county really want to save. And the issues that came up that were so glaring when the development started, it just kind of threw people back. I think one of them had to do with changing our general plan and doing a general plan amendment.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I think it's really important for people to know that we spent 18 months working with the Churn Creek Bottom Association. We met at least a half a dozen times with those folks, and most people don't know that we implemented a significant amount of issues that they brought to our attention when we were, even before we applied with the county. One of those is they were concerned about continued growth of development past our project, and so what we did was we told the city of Shasta that we would not be applying for a sewer line from Bonneville down on Churn Creek because that encourages further development. So we told them then, good, we will put on our own sewer treatment plant and water treatment plant, so we don't have to tie in and encourage that. The second thing that we did in discussions with them is we took 18 acres and we used that as a buffer and also for an area where we can dispose of our irrigation water out of our wastewater treatment plant. That buffers anything that we have with 18 acres to the residential to the north. We've added significant amounts of buffering around the projects and extra landscaping way beyond what was required. The other thing they were concerned about was the entrance to the shopping center off of Churn Creek, which we had originally shown, and they wanted us to move it around onto Knighton, which we did at their request. So we really sat down with them over a period of time to implement a number of things that they were concerned about to mitigate their concerns that there would continue to be sprawl.
They're actually not supporting you. So.
Well, that doesn't. I understand that, and okay. And their concern was the size. They wanted to limit to 6 acres, and that's just not a feasible amount to cover the cost of improving the interchange that is necessary to service the Redding industrial parks, the airport, and the Stillwater area. And, you know, that would never develop anything more than that. And there's a size that you have to have to meet the tenant demand, and that's what we've done.
Well, didn't you purchase this property knowing that you were going to have to do a general plan amendment?
Well, we didn't have to do a general plan amendment. I think that's another misconception. The general plan since 1975 has always indicated that intersection at I-5 and Knighton was going to be a commercial area.
I think it was limited to 45 acres.
No, it was never limited to 45 acres. If you go through the history of that, which I have personally, in 1975, the general plan's typically very general in their nature, and they say, you know, this area is going to be, you know, ag or timber or commercial. And in 1984, when the general plan was completely redone in Shasta County, that specific intersection, all of the intersection was indicated to be commercial. And then again in 1991, the Board of Supervisors, matter of fact, I think Trish was here, and she was part of that refused to limit it to 6 acres on the northeast quadrant. And so it was larger. So there is really a misconception. That's always been planned to be commercial, and the Churn Creek Bottom folks have always been involved with that. they certainly wanted to keep it smaller, but there is a size that needs to be to do the economic development necessary.
Well, let me tell you, let me just make 2 points, and I'll let you address them. Number one, I'm really concerned about the drainage and the groundwater, and I'm not sure that you have the support of ACID. And I wanted to find out if you can keep it simple without the and not to yeah. as far as the septic goes. And the second issue for me is the traffic. And I am from the Bay Area where we have a very the numbers of fatal accidents are very, very small in comparison to this area. And I think if you go back to Switters that you will find that they have statistics going back to 2009. And the current statistics
well,
are
let me answer
hold
your
on,
question.
Hold on, both of y'all, just for a second here. And we are running out of time.
He's going to have time. We need to answer your questions because my big question is this traffic plan.
Sure.
And then, of course, and then we have other people lined up too. But yes, those are great questions. Okay, let's go.
I'll answer
let's
those
go to
real
the,
easy.
Let's go to the, was the water drainage?
ACID.
Thanks so much, Ruth.
And it's not unusual that we engineer all of the drainage to be as if it was falling on bare ground. In other words, you collect it, you filter it, you clean it, and you put it in underground basins that will leach the water out just as if it had fallen on the ground. We're not putting any kind of drainage into the ACID. The second thing is we are not putting a septic system in. Let me be very, very clear on that. Any water that comes out of the wastewater treatment plant is going to be drinkable water. Now, I understand people are going to say, oh, you don't do that. But it is a quality of water that's treated with ultraviolet. It's run through the highest technology system. So the water that we're going to put back out onto the ground of the 18 acres is going to be very, very clean. It doesn't leach. The second thing is somebody mentioned the flood and the drainage. All of that has been engineered and approved by the feds on handling the flood water in that area. And I think those are the questions you asked.
Yeah, no, okay. And she also asked the traffic mitigation.
Traffic.
Okay. Because we've been hearing things like, you're talking about a major, major area here, shopping center, thousands of cars, and then there has to be changes to Knighton Road in the intersection. But you're going to talk about that right after the break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. We have Jeff Hess from Hawkins. You know what? Obviously, you know, of course, we're going to, you know, Churn Creek, the loyal opposition is going to be here. Hopefully next week we're going to be talking to them, and we're going to keep this dialogue going, because we need to, so that people can hear all sides of this thing, because I'm learning things now that I didn't know. All right, we'll be right back.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you.
And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Bot. Linda's got On the Spot tonight with Linda Bot at 6 p.m. Trish Clark, and I haven't even let Trish say a word here today.
Well, this is important stuff we're doing, and you know me. I'm not shy. Yeah. If I got something to say, I will.
Okay, we're running out of time, so there's two big questions here. Class 1 and Class 2 soil.
Yep.
How's that being mitigated?
Okay. Interestingly enough, there's a whole bunch of different calculations on it, but we are obligated to mitigate approximately 56 to 60 acres of that soil. And we are the only project in Shasta County that's been required to mitigate the loss of that. And we're required to go out and do a one-for-one mitigation by acquiring agricultural land in and around the proximity of the project. And we'll be looking, and we've actually offered a significant offer to the Churn Creek Bottom folks. If they wanted to truly protect their land to ag, we would go ahead and buy those preservation rights.
Okay. The Caltrans is suing the county on the for the traffic plan.
Yes.
There's something wrong with it. What is it?
No, well, I would disagree. Simply because somebody sues doesn't mean they're wrong. Unfortunately, we're still in litigation over this, so I really can't discuss the details of that, but I can tell you we're within a yard of getting a settlement with the group, and the mitigations that are required are really no different than the mitigations that the county's required us to do. We've given them information that and done extensive studies. We spent almost $700,000 plus on three different traffic engineers to study all of these, and they all have come up to the same conclusion that the designs under the CEQA project work and are mitigatable. Once we go into design, then Caltrans will have an additional design criteria that will come up at that point in time.
But. And just to throw in, the amount of money that's been spent on Stillwater Park, the improvements around the Reading Airport, all those things are going to be dependent for their success on whether or not that interchange that you're going to address actually is built up and
that's correct. If we don't go, there's nobody going to pay for the improvements to that interchange to supply traffic to all of that development along, along the airport, the industrial, and the city. That's a real problem for the city in its hopes of increasing economic development without us.
Okay, one thing we haven't addressed, and I mean, the questions are coming here. Great questions. I mean, they obviously are, and the people are in a fight here. I mean, I should say fight, but you know what? This means so much to the people out in Churn Creek. Obviously, they really put their heart and soul in this.
Sure.
The one thing we haven't addressed, and we want to, you know, from the Hawkins Company, is what's the financial impact on Shasta County?
Do you have another couple hours?
And I'll tell you. You've got 2 minutes.
You've got 2 minutes. Well,
we'll bring you back again, just as we will all the sides here.
Sure.
And we'd love to have a big town hall meeting.
This is a big decision for the citizens of Shasta County, and we want to be absolutely sure all the facts are on the table.
That's right.
Both sides.
And okay, so what's the financial impact that Hawkins Company is saying that your development, the shopping center, will have?
We're not saying it. I want to make that clear. This is not just something we dreamed up. There's a couple of economic studies that were done, one by the county and one by us, that comes up with approximately
1,600 permanent jobs. We're talking a couple of million dollars in excess tax money that goes to the county to, you know, if they want to put in a jail, they can put in a jail. If they want to put sheriffs on the street, they can put sheriffs on the street. We have huge construction jobs, high-paying jobs. A significant amount of money will go to the schools of Pacheco School and to the Union, Anderson Union High School. Those are the two areas where our tax money goes. You know, there's on and on. There's a list of those, and if anybody cares to read the dry economic study, they certainly are welcome to do it. But I can shorten it up.
Well, and that's the other thing too. We've got we got less than a minute left. Is you're going to be back in town again? Of course, we'll have you on. We'll have you back on the show because there's too many other questions here. Like I said, the Churn Creek, the Loyal Opposition is going to be on next week. We're going to have Bob Moore on, I think, the week after that, talking about all these questions and about the initiatives. But thank you so much for coming in here and answering the questions from our audience.
Absolutely. And anybody wants to call me, you know, if they got a question.
How do they do that? How do they call you?
If they want to call me, they can call me at 208-850-2431 or jhess at hcollc.
Okay. hey, what is it? Today's only Thursday. We'll be see you tomorrow. Carl Lundabad, Trish Clark, thank you so much for being here.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, Shasta at Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Laying into Mitt Romney on foreign policy, Vice President Joe Biden just wrapping up a speech at New York University.
Where Governor Romney has expressed a clear and consistent point of view, he's been clearly and consistently stuck in the past.
Using Russia as one example.
I don't know if it's a slip of the tongue or it's a mindset, but he even refers to Russia as the Soviets, which I think, reveals a mindset.
Biden says a good bumper sticker for President Obama's record would be General Motors is alive and Osama bin Laden isn't. And he says it's not clear if that would be the case under a President Romney. A spokeswoman for the Republican frontrunner says the current administration has taken a naive view of the world in their decisions. And House Speaker John Boehner, not responding to Biden directly, just ended his weekly briefing saying this of the president.
Instead of campaigning all the time, maybe I ought to come back to Washington and go to work.
Boehner saying leadership is lacking on a host of issues, including immigration reform. Just a day after